God bless you on today for joining me for a power up and a moment of prayer. However, I don't just want you to listen to me pray. I want you to engage your faith. Open up your spirit so that we can see the hand of God move upon the circumstances and the situations in which we are bringing before the throne of grace on today. With the knowledge that there is no problem, no situation, no sickness or disease that stands higher than the power of God, we pray with great expectations, knowing that God can and will move on our behalf. The power for today will come from the book of Luke, and we're going to the first chapter, and we're going down to the 11th verse. There appeared unto him an angel of the Lord, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. 12 verses, and when Zacharias saw, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. 13 verses, but the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. 14 verses, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. 15 verse, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall neither drink wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. 16 verses, and many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord, their God. 17 verse, and he shall go before him in the spirit of power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. 18 verse says, and Zacharias said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. 19 verses, and the angel answering said to him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. 20 verses, and behold, thou shalt be dumb, and not able to speak, until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. Which will be fulfilled in their season. Now, that was a lot of reading, but please stay with me. Please bear with me, because we're going someplace in this, all right? Because we got Zachariah and Elizabeth. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, because I know somebody, I'll lose them if I don't say these names right. But try to press through, my bad. Zacharias, and my bad pronunciation of his name. This here man, who is Elizabeth's husband, he is a priest, and it's his time to go and light the incense at the altar. So he is away from home serving in his priestly duties, okay? And as he served at the altar, an angel appeared and began to speak. Now, this might not sound like such a grand thing, but in those days, the angel did not speak to many people. Not a lot of people had angelic visitations. Not a lot of people could say they were in the presence of something that was not mortal. Okay? So now he's in the midst of a divine visitation. And this angel came and told him that you are going to be the father of a child. Now, Zacharias says out of his mouth, how is this so? Because I am old and my wife is well stricken in years. Stop right there. Because you're standing in the presence of something that you clearly know is not human. You know it's not mortal. And it's giving you a word of or a pronunciation for something that you have been believing God for a very long time. How is the first thing out of your mouth unbelief? Okay? I want you to understand that should have been a better explanation. He should have had a better response. Like, okay, well, if God say so. You know, sometimes it's hard to get to the hallelujah. But don't never doubt the word. Okay? Don't never doubt the thing that's being said, especially when you have been believing God for so long that it done fell off the radar. If somebody bring it back to you and say, the Lord is going to do this thing for you, and you be like, well, really? He gonna really do that? You can't do that, because in all things, when all hope is gone, when time looked like it and ran out, when it seemed like ain't nothing happening, when it seemed like nothing is going to come to pass, all you got left is your faith, and you cannot let nothing, even time, waver your faith. Okay? No matter how long you've been waiting on the new house, the new car, the husband, the kids, the promotion, the new whatever, no matter how long you've been waiting on it, if God say you can have it, then have it you can. And the only thing that can stop you from getting it is your unbelief. Okay? Now, in this case, Zacharias get to have his son. But the angel had to shut his mouth because his unbelief was about to cancel out the progress of the Lord. It was about to cancel out the promise of the Lord. So the angel did him a favor. And he said, because you did not believe, because you cannot embrace this, I'm going to shut your mouth. And I'm going to make sure you can't tell nobody else that this ain't possible. I'm going to make sure that you don't speak against the thing that the Lord is trying to bring to pass. I'm going to make sure that you hush your mouth and you don't get to say nothing and tell the manifest promise of the Lord is in your lap until you embrace it, until you see it, until you can touch it, until you can hold it. I want you to be quiet and hush up and let God move. Because if you don't close your mouth, you're going to just keep delaying the promise of the Lord. If you don't learn to be quiet, you're going to just continue to delay the thing that God is trying to release in your life. He wants to do it, but every time you get this closer, you say something and push yourself that far back. Okay? You got to learn how to be quiet. You got to learn how to say nothing when you don't got nothing good to say. When the words that's coming out of your mouth is unbelief and doubt, then don't speak those words, because what you're doing is recycling the promise of the Lord. What you're doing is shutting up heaven, and it can't move because your unbelief is in the way. It can't move because your lack of faith is in the way. It can't move because it refuses to move in a place where there is no faith. Hush your mouth. Hush up your mouth so God can move. Hush up your mouth so God can move. Hush up your mouth so God can move. That's the hardest thing for us to do, is hush. Because everybody wants sympathy. Everybody wants somebody to pat them on the back. Everybody wants somebody to feel sorry for them. But my God, if you learn how to stand up in the middle of your tears and say, I know God is able. If you learn how to stand up and say, I know God will. If you learn how to stand up and say, I don't got a husband yet, but God promised it, and I'm holding on. I don't got no children yet, but God promised it, and I'm holding on. I'm yet still catching rides from one place to another, but God promised me a car and I'm holding on. I ain't never gonna say I can't buy no car. I ain't never gonna say I won't have a daughter. I won't give birth to a son. The devil is a liar. I'm not closing up heaven on my behalf. All I got through these tears is a hallelujah. All I got through these tears is a thank you, Jesus. All I got through these tears is a glory to God, and I'm going to praise him till it show up. I'm going to magnify him till it show up. I'm going to lift up his name until it show up, because I know that he most certainly will. He'll show up, because he's the God that will not lie. He's not a son of man that he got to repent. If he said it, my God is going to bring it to pass.
Allow that word to take root in your spirit as we enter into the place of prayer.
For you are God, and you are God alone, and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus.
Understanding on this morning that there is none like you. Understanding on this morning that we can search high and low, but we can't find nothing that compared to you. You are God and you are God alone. And we magnify your most holy name right now in the name of Jesus. We give you honor. We give you praise right now in the name of Jesus. You are mighty God. You are righteous God. You are holy God. You are the God that sit up on high and look down low. That is who you are. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That no matter what is going on all around, no matter what might be happening, we know that you are the King of Glory. We know that you are the great I Am. We know that you are mighty in battle. We know that no matter what, you're going to get the honor. You're going to get the glory. You're going to get the praise. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, on this morning we give you honor. Mighty God, on this morning we give you glory. Mighty God, on this morning we give you praise. You are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords. You are the mighty I Am. And we glorify your name on today. In the name of Jesus. We magnify your name on today. In the name of Jesus. We give you honor on today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Understanding that there is nobody like you. Understanding that we can search all over, but we can't find nothing that compared to you. You mighty God. You're righteous. You're holy God. And we say thank you on this morning. In the name of Jesus. We give you honor on this morning. In the name of Jesus. We give you praise on this morning. In the name of Jesus. Understanding that no matter what, you are the King of Glory. No matter what, you're Lord of Mighty. No matter what, you're doing what only you can do. And we magnify you on today. You're doing what only you can do. And we glorify you on today. You mighty God. You righteous God. You holy God. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. On this morning, you are the King of Glory. On this morning, you are Lord Almighty. On this morning, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, you're looking down upon us on today in the name of Jesus. And you're seeing about our situation, and you're seeing about our circumstance, and right where we sit, you're taking care of us in situations we don't know nothing about. You're taking care of us in circumstances that we don't know nothing about. You are mighty God, you're righteous, and you're holy on this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're saying thank you. Thank you for being the great I Am. We're saying thank you. Thank you for showing up in places where we can't go. We say thank you for showing up and having a voice at the table in the name of Jesus. That no matter what the devil try, he can't circumvent the voice of the great I Am. And on this morning, we give you honor. And on this morning, we give you glory. On this morning, we give you praise. You are God. You mighty righteous. You are God. You're holy. And we say thank you right now that you're hiding us under the shadow of the Almighty. You're hiding us in the name of Jesus. That no matter what, the devil don't get no victory. No matter what, the devil don't get no honor. He don't get no glory. He don't get no praise. You are God, the great I Am. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus. You are God, the great I Am. And we give you honor in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what comes and no matter what goes, you are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy Worthy of the glory, worthy of the honor, and worthy of the praise. We magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. We give you glory right now in the name of Jesus. We give you honor right now in the name of Jesus. You are mighty God. You righteous, and you're worthy of the praise. And we glorify your name right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We magnify your name right now. Now, in the name of Jesus, you're holy, you're mighty, you're righteous, and we say thank you, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus. On this morning, we honor you. On this morning, we magnify you. You are the great I am. You're sitting in places where we can't go. You're seeing about us in places that we don't know nothing about. You are God, the mighty decision maker. You are God, a righteous protector. You are God, and you're doing what only you can by the power and the anointing of the blood in the name of Jesus. And there won't be no decision made that is not pre-approved by you. There'll be no edict passed that don't be pre-authorized by you and by the anointing and the power of the blood. You're showing up in the Pentagon. You're showing up in the Oval Office. You're showing up in the Capitol building. That no matter what the devil trying, he ain't gonna get no victory. You are the great I am. He ain't gonna get no victory. You are the mighty I am. He ain't gonna get no victory. You're worthy of the praise. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. And we magnify you. You right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Is worthy of the glory. Your name alone is worthy. Is worthy of the honor. Your name alone is worthy. Is worthy of the praise. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. You are mighty righteous. You're holy God. You're mighty righteous. You're awesome God. You're mighty righteous, and we say thank you. Thank you for sitting up high and looking down low. We say thank you for doing what only you can do. We say thank you for hiding us under the shadow of the Almighty. We say thank you for shielding us from the hands of the enemy. We say thank you that you are God, the mighty I am, and you're moving and you're working. And you're doing what only you can do. And we glorify your name on this morning. You are the mighty I am. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is great. It's greatly to be praised. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. You are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule. And we magnify you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Understanding that you are God. Understanding that you are King. Understanding that you are worthy. Worthy of the honor and worthy of the glory and worthy of the praise, and we magnify you on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Your name alone is mighty, your name alone is worthy, and we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you're showing up and you're taking care of us. You're seeing about the power grid, that electricity is just still coming in our homes. You're seeing about our water supply, that we're yet still getting water into our homes. You are God, the mighty one. You are God, the righteous one. You are God, the great one. And we glorify your name on today in the mighty name of Jesus. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And you're doing what only you can. And we say thank you on this morning that you're looking down upon our troops, the ones that are near and the ones that are stationed abroad. abroad, and you got them in the palm of your hands. You're doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do to keep our troops safe from the things that the enemy want to entangle them in, to keep our troops safe from the things that the enemy want to indoctrinate them into, that by the authority and the power of the blood of Jesus, that there'll be no evil release on behalf of our troops, that there'll be no evil release on behalf of the situations that they are placed in, that by the anointing and the power of the blood, mighty God, you're gonna do that which only you can do, in the mighty name of Jesus, and you're gonna release what only you can release, mighty God, to change the direction of the way things are heading. You're gonna release and do what need to be done, for you are God, and you got the final say so. You are God, the King of Glory, and you're gonna do what need to be done, and we magnify your name. You are the great I am. We glorify your name. You are the mighty I am, and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. God, your name alone is worthy, worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, worthy of the praise, and we magnify you on this morning in the name of Jesus, understanding that you are God, understanding that you are King, understanding that you are worthy, worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, worthy of the praise, and we say thank you on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, you are King of Kings, you are Lord of Lords, and we magnify you on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God, understanding that you are God, understanding that it's your wonder working power, your chain breaking power, your yoke destroying power that's gonna protect us in this season, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we're hidden under the shadow of the Almighty God, where the enemy, the one that wants to sift us like wheat, he can't find us, he can't locate us, he can't do nothing to us, because you are the King of Glory, the great I am, and you're gonna see about us, and you're gonna keep us, and you're gonna protect us in the midst of it all, in the name of Jesus. And we bless your name on this morning, for you are God, you are the God of all gods, you are King, you are the King of all kings, and you're doing what only you can do, and we bless you on this morning, in the name of Jesus, God. For your name alone is worthy. It's worthy of the honor. It's worthy of the glory. It's worthy of the praise. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God. You are God, and you are God alone. And we bless you on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you honor on this morning in the name of Jesus. We give you praise on this morning in the name of Jesus. You are the great I am. You're worthy of the honor. You are the great I am, and you're worthy of the glory. You are the great I am, and you're worthy of the praise. And we bless you on this morning in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy, and we magnify your name alone is worthy, and we give you honor right now in the name of Jesus. You're looking down upon Sarah, my mother, on today, and you got in the palm of your hands. You're seeing about her. You're covering her. You're protecting her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, that no weapon that try to form against her is going to be able to prosper. And by the power and the anointing of the blood, that every tongue that rises up against her, it is going to be condemned. That by the power and the anointing of the blood, you are doing that which need to be done. You are taking care of her. You're seeing about her. You are protecting her. You are the King of Glory, the Lord God Almighty, and you're moving, and you're working, and you're doing what only you can do, on this morning. Spirit of the living God, you're looking down upon Tashima on today, and you are doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. You're keeping her heart and her mind in perfect peace in the name of Jesus. That no matter what the devil's saying, no matter what the devil trying, you are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty, and you're moving and you're working and you're doing what only you can. And we glorify your most holy name. You're doing what only you can. And we magnify your most holy name. Understanding that you are God. Understanding that you are King. Understanding that you are worthy. Worthy of the honor. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That you're looking down in the Springs house. And you're doing what only you can by the power and the authority of the blood, where their names are written, every file that is attached to them, that you are seeing about it, you're illuminating it, you're erasing every evil mark that went out against them, that by the authority and the power of the blood, you're going to make ways out of no way. You're going to write the story the way you want it to be written. You're going to change the circumstance to what you want it to look like. You are God, the King of Kings. You are God, the Lord of Lords. And you're moving by your power and by your authority and by your anointing in the midst of the Springs house, in the mighty name of Jesus, on this morning, by the authority and the power of the blood. You're going to see about the bar house on today, and where the enemy wants there to be sadness, and he wants to put down the spirit of despair. You, God, you're going to rise up in the midst of the circumstance. You're going to rise up in the midst of the pain and the sorrow, and you're going to give joy in the mighty name of Jesus. It's a time of great reflection, and you're going to give clarity in the name of Jesus. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords, and you're moving by your power and by your anointing. You are God, and we say thank you. You are God, and we magnify you. You are God, and we give you all the honor and all the glory and all the praise, and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, and worthy of the praise. That is who you are. And we magnify your name right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Understanding on this morning that you are God, and you're moving, and you're working, and you're doing what only you can do. You're looking down on this morning upon Miss Paula on today in the mighty name of Jesus, and you're taking care of her. You're seeing about her. You're doing what only you can do concerning her in the mighty name of Jesus. That no matter what the enemy want to raise up inside of her situation, that no matter what the enemy want to magnify in her mind, you are God, the King of Glory, and you're going to get the final say so. You are God, you're Lord Almighty, and you're going to get the final say so. You're moving and you're working. And you're doing what only you can. And we glorify your name right now in the name of Jesus. You are God, and you're moving. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, that you're taking care of her. You're seeing about her in every nuance, in every situation, in every circumstance. You are God, and you're going to get the glory. You are God, and you're going to get the honor. You are God, and you're going to get the praise in the name of Jesus. You're doing what only you can. You're working like only you can. You're moving like only you can. You are mighty righteous God, and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy of the honor Worthy of the glory, worthy of the praise. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, Spirit of the living God, you are King of Kings and you are Lord of Lords. And we magnify your name right now in the name of Jesus. We give you glory right now in the name of Jesus. We give you honor right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you are God. Understanding that you are King. Understanding that you are worthy. Worthy of the honor. Worthy of the glory. Worthy of the praise. In the name of Jesus. You are God. And we say thank you right now, Father. For you are the King of Kings. And the Lord of Lords. You are the mighty I Am. And we say thank you, Father, right now. In the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor. Worthy of the glory. And worthy of the praise. And we say thank you, Father. Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, understanding that no matter what come and no matter what goes, you are the King of glory. You are Lord Almighty. You are the great I Am. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. On this morning, you're looking down upon the ones that are sick in their bodies. You are God. You are the final answer. You are God. You are the mighty turnaround power. You are God. And you're able to see about them near and far, one by one, story by story, situation by situation, and circumstance by circumstance, that no matter what the devil said, he don't get the final say so. It belongs to the Lord of Lords and the great I Am. And you're well able to do what they need done by the authority and the power of the blood. Ain't no sickness and no manner of disease that stand higher than the power of the blood. You are God, and you're moving by your power. You are God, and you're moving by your authority. You are God, and you're moving by your anointing, that no matter what, you're going to get the glory. No matter what, you're going to get the honor. No matter what, you're going to get the praise. You are God, the King of Kings. You are God, the Lord of Lords. You are God, the mighty I Am. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy of the praise, is worthy of the glory. It's worthy of the honor, and we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, you're looking down upon Miss Annie on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. You got Essie on this morning, Chris on this morning, by the power and the anointing of the blood. You're looking down upon Mother Bebe on this morning. You are God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are taking care of Queenie Mae and Patricia and Caroline on this morning. No matter what the devil say, you got the final say so. You're looking down upon Deacon and Deaconess Boykin on today. And no matter what, the devil don't get no honor. And no matter what, the devil don't get no glory. You mighty God, you mighty God. And you're moving and you're working and you're doing what only you can do. And we glorify your most holy name. You are mighty God, and we say thank you in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you are King, understanding that you are God, understanding that you are righteous, and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, that you're taking care of them, that you're seeing about them, you're watching over them, that no matter what the devil's saying, he ain't gonna get the final say so over them in the mighty name of Jesus. That even on this morning, you got your hands upon Sheila on today, and you are doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do inside of Sheila on today, that the devil don't get to say so. He don't get the authority. You are God, the mighty I am, and you're moving by your power and by your authority and by your spirit in the name of Jesus. That even where Auntie Dockey is concerned, you are right there with her in the midst of it all. You're seeing about her in the midst of it all in the name of Jesus. That when she feels like that she is all by herself, you are right there. You're comforting her. You are right there. You're keeping her. You are right there. You're seeing about her. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Spirit of the living God, continue to look down upon Raymond, my father, on this morning. Continue to touch him in his physical body. That no matter what the devil's saying, and no matter what he's trying, you are the King of Glory, and you moving by your power. You are the King of Glory, and you're moving by your anointing. You are the King of Glory, and you're moving by your authority. That no matter what the devil do, you, God, you're going to have the final say. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus on this morning. Mighty God, continue to look down upon Apostle Mark Badger and First Lady Georgiana Badger, that no matter what you're moving, and no matter what you're working, and no matter what you're doing, what need to be done on their behalf, you're moving and you're doing what need to be done all around. You are God. You are King. You are righteous. You are holy. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy of the praise, is worthy of the glory, is worthy of the honor. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Knowing that you are God, knowing that you are King, knowing that you are worthy, worthy of the glory, worthy of the honor, and worthy of the praise. We magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Holy God, mighty God, righteous God, that is who you are. And we say thank you on this morning in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you are King, understanding that you are Lord, understanding that you are mighty, and we glorify your name on this morning in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, look down upon our children on this morning. Take care of them one by one and name by name. That influenza and COVID, whoop and cough and pneumonia on this morning cannot touch our children. That by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, no weapon that try to form against them is going to be able to prosper. And by the power and the anointing of the blood, every tongue that rise up against them, let it be condemned in the mighty name of Jesus. That every manner of sickness and every type of disease that will try to sneak up and attack the bodies of our children is being called down by the authority and the power of the blood in the mighty name of Jesus. That Anona and Harmony and Victor and Jayla and Josh and Joy and Carter, Nehemiah, Liza, Genesis, Marlin, Karina, Josiah, Nariah, Sarah, David, Ray, Trevin, Jason, Jaquan, Keon, Deontay, Jaquan, in the mighty name of Jesus, Desiree, Michaela, Nakiah, Bella and Sarah and Clay, Jackson and Joshua, mighty God, you got them one by one, you got them name by name, you got them circumstance by circumstance, that the graveyard can't claim them, that their blood will never spill upon the ground, that by the power and the anointing of the blood of Jesus, you're hiding them from evil law enforcement, you're protecting them from every side, that no matter what the devil try, he can't touch our children, that by the authority and the power of the Holy Ghost, you you are God, and you're seeing about them. You are God, and you are protecting them. You are God, and you're keeping them in the mighty name of Jesus. Mighty righteous, holy God, you are the King of Kings, holy God. You are the Lord of Lords, holy God. You are the great I Am, and you're doing what only you can. You are mighty God, and you're moving. You are mighty God, and you're working. You are mighty God, and you're doing what only you can. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy of the praise, worthy of the glory, worthy of the honor. You are God, and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Mighty God, even look down upon Sarah on today. And God, every poison that want to enter into her body, that by the authority and the power of the blood of Jesus, you're flushing out every poison that will try to enter into her body, that by the anointing and the power of the blood, you are God, and you're visiting her bloodstream right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and you're flushing out every toxin by the authority and the power of the blood. You're sucking out every evil thing that want to take root. You are God, and you're doing what only you can. You are God, and you're working like only you can. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, that you're looking down upon Calvin and Janelle on today, and you're taking care of them. You're seeing about them, that no weapon that try to form against them is able to prosper, and every tongue that rises up against them, it is being condemned, that by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you doing what only you can. You're moving like only you can. You're working like only you can. You God, the King of Kings. You God, the Lord of Lords. And you're going to see about their circumstance in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, do what only you can. Move like only you can. Mighty God, righteous God, holy God, that is who you are. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy, God, and we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise right now in the mighty name of Jesus. On this morning, look down upon Shamar on today in the mighty name of Jesus. Mighty God, yes, God, in the basha, in the mighty India, in the name of Jesus, look down upon this man on this morning, and every bit of money that the enemy has stolen from him, in the name of Jesus, I call his money to be returned with interest in the name of Jesus. That every dollar that the enemy has siphoned out of his account, that by the power and the anointing of the blood, I command it to be returned in the name of Jesus. That the devil don't get the victory, he don't get the final say, and he got to give back that which he has stolen. That by the power and the anointing of the blood, let it be released in the name of Jesus. Let it be released in the name of Jesus. Let it be released in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, you are King. You get the final say. Spirit of the living God, you are Lord. You get the final say. Do what only you can by the authority and the power of the blood. Do what only you can in the name of Jesus. God, move, and you work, and you do what only you can in the name of Jesus. God, we give you glory. Mighty God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, for you are God. For you are God. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, understanding that you are the King of Kings, you are the Lord of Lords, you are the mighty I Am. And we say thank you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. You're doing what only you can do. You're moving like only you can move. You're working like only you can work. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Be with us on this day. Cover us on this day. Protect us on this day. Look down upon the bereaved families on this day. Give them peace in the time of great loss. Give them peace in the time of sorrow. Give them that which they need that they might be able to stand in this moment and understand that you are God and you don't make any mistakes. You are God and you do what needs to be done at the time that it needs to be done. And for this, you will give them strength. For this, you will give them peace. For this, you will get them through this in one piece. You are God. You are God alone. And you're seeing about them in their circumstance. You're seeing about them in their situation. That the Green family and the Glover family, you, God, you got them in the palm of your hands. You, God, you are protecting them at the time like this. You, God, you're shielding them at a time like this. You, God, you're keeping them at a time like this. For you are God, and you get the glory. For you are God, you get the honor. For you are God, and you get the praise, understanding that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the mighty I Am. And for this mighty God, we say thank you. We give you glory. We say thank you. We give you honor. We say thank you. We give you praise. We say thank you. We say thank you in the name of Jesus. Guide us, God. Keep us, God. Shield us, God. And protect us, God, that this world can't do us any harm. That as we ride and as we drive and as we move, that we do it under your divine anointing. That on today will be a day of blessings, a day of abundance, a day of increase. And that we will walk therein by the authority and the power of your blood. And we say thank you right now. We give you glory right now. We give you honor right now. We give you praise right now. You are God. You are God alone. And we say thank you. And we say thank you. And we say thank you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 As we leave prayer today, but never the presence of the Most High God, we want to take with us the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, that he may walk with us throughout this day and keep us encouraged, knowing that the blood of Jesus is covering us, shielding us, and protecting us from all harm and danger. If you would like to submit a prayer request or praise report by text message, please do so at 843-790-4229. If you prefer to email, you can do that as well at the email address seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you would like to sow a seed into this prayer movement, please feel free by Zelle or PayPal at seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you prefer to use Cash App, that tag would be $seeingwithoutseeing. Understand on today that you must have faith and no room for doubt. And the Lord God Almighty, he will bring you out.